The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Good morning, folks. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, live from Mexico. Featuring me, Colin Jettis, and indeed...
me.
Maureen. Formerly known as Girlfriend Maureen, will now be referred to as Wifey Maureen.
Wifey?
Can I say my wife, Girlfriend Maureen? We talked about this yesterday. My wife, Girlfriend Maureen. I'd like to also inform you that this is recorded on a phone, so the quality might be slightly lesser than normal.
It might be okay, but it's probably not.
It'd be okay with people who talk at a normal level, like me and you, when it was me and Aaron. Doesn't matter what equipment it is, it sounds like he's like a wasp in a biscuit tin, playing the bugle.
Ha!
You know? We started this podcast yesterday, but we're far too drunk and tired to do anything, weren't we?
We have actually attempted to do this loads of times, but...
yeah, we actually were talking for about 10 minutes yesterday and just stopped. Just like mid-sentence, we're just like, that's enough now. This is a bonus podcast. I'm gonna treat this as a bonus podcast because I've missed a few regular ones, which I think I'm owed, you know? Let me take a week or so off. I'll be right back up inside it as soon as we get home.
Yeah.
The 5th of June will be a 4-hour podcast.
We're actually going to see Bill Burr that night too.
Oh, well, fuck me. There'll be no podcast on the 5th. No, joking. We're gonna go see Bill Burr that night. And then the next night is Lavery's Comedy Club, the 6th of June. We have a very special guest who I'm not allowed to announce until the 26th of May.
Which is
May.
Very close to the actual date of
but
Lavery's.
But it's fine. It'll be so exciting.
It will be. It's a good one.
It's good. And the support lineup will be pretty, pretty hefty as well, you know. And by that I mean, think of comedians who are heavy. It'll be that one, aka me. So, and since the last podcast, well, actually, I did one with Aaron. We got married, but most people were waiting with bated breath. Speaking of bated breath, does mine smell like sausage and cocktails?
Yeah.
It's what time is it? What time of day is it? It's like 12:30 or something?
So
1 o'clock. I'm on my third cocktail. Maureen's drinking wine. There was a bit of a downpour here in Mexico, so we thought, let's make the use of the time, record a podcast.
It was like the weather gods were telling us to just sit down and do it.
Sent us a wee pissy rain there. So me and Maureen are married now.
I know.
Congratulations to you, Maureen.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. More like... Well done, Colin.
I know, you just get...
how did this happen?
Yeah, Maureen's considerably more visually attractive than me. So there you go. Which is fine. It's fine for you to be hot. And me to be less hot. Can you imagine if I was better looking than you and I had a munter for a girlfriend?
I feel like there's a lot of people on this holiday who are like that. They're like good looking dudes with like...
Mess wives? Yeah.
Like that sounds really mean, but I mean like we went on a trip and I genuinely thought there was a few couples where it was like a guy with his mum. Like, oh, yeah. They look older. Look like 15 years older.
There was
than
a
them.
Dude. There was one sitting right at the front of the bus. Do you remember them?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That I was like,
because the guy had,
but
like,
then they're holding hands, and yeah. I was like, oh my god, they're actually together.
The guy had like really good athletic body, face like, you know, something out of Ratatouille, but he looked like a footballer. You know what I mean? Like a
really tan guy.
They were just at the front of the bus on the right, and the
see, there's two couples.
You
like see, that?
And it looked like his fucking auntie. Do you know?
But there was another couple, and the guy was super tanned, like aye. Really tanned. And I honestly
and
thought
looked,
it was,
he looked kind of French. Was picking his nose the whole time.
Yeah, and he had like really dark hair and features and all, quite attractive.
Yeah.
And I was like, "There's no way that's his wife or girlfriend." And they're holding all. Hands and all, yeah. And you're like, "She is definitely 15 years older than him." So like out of shape, everything.
Yeah.
Not that that's bad, but I just mean like they didn't look like they would be together. But then you just don't know. But that I always thought it was more like guys would have had like less attractive guys would have had hotter girlfriends. But it's here, it's the opposite way. Except for you, obviously. But.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
It's like people say you're punching above your weight, and you're like, well, definitely metaphorically, because I'd beat the shit clean out of Maureen. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, if it was an actual physical fight, you'd win. Obviously.
One jab. Oh my god, crush your skull. One jab. Yeah. But you know.
In fact, you do punch me quite a lot.
In my sleep, yeah.
In your sleep.
If we were to do a
disclaimer.
If we were to do a highlight reel of me assaulting you in the middle of the night, but it's not even in my sleep. It's just like in transition. You know what I mean? Like there was one which I think was by far the worst, where you were lying yes. behind me, but you weren't close enough to be touching me, or so I didn't know you were behind me. But your face was right behind my head, so you must yeah. have been at a slight angle, and I fucking went to flop around like a goddamn walrus, and like. Smacked you in the head, like headbutted you in the face.
You turned around like full speed. I don't even know how you did this with this much effort when you're asleep.
It was a full
you turned around like a headbutt motion, and I somehow managed to be half asleep and turned around at the same time, and I literally, you hit me in the nose as well.
Yeah, it was real crunchy,
which is the worst bit,
because
actually, if no one's ever seen you before, you've got like a very heavy head. It's literally like a bowling ball.
Who's not sick? Imagine you're listening to this podcast, you're like, I have no idea what this Colin Gaskell
well,
looks like.
No one's probably felt the weight of your head, is what I would say. So, if you know, in future, by all means, come up to Colin and feel the weight of his head. You know, but that's...
Like, McCann has a big head, but, you know, it's like a steroid sort of fluid head. Mine's real solid.
Real solid head.
You know.
And then you punched me in the middle of the night here. And then also, do you remember we were on that trip, and then we were getting off the bus? I think you were trying to be nice, because Colin got off the steps of the bus... Put his arm out behind, obviously to grab my hand, but just didn't look. You just yeah. put your hand out, and I was looking straight forward, and basically just walked off the bus, and you basically chopped me right in the throat.
Yeah.
I was like,
you walked. I like stiff armed your neck. You just walked straight in the soft throat, bang. Broken trachea.
Yeah.
You know.
You've damaged yourself a lot in this holiday too. Though,
yeah,
so.
It's been
it's
a
not
shit
just been
show.
Me.
Before the week, before the wedding, I went to the gym with Mickey. It's. Touched on this with Aaron. Went to the gym with Mickey. I'd warmed up. I'd written a workout on the board. I was going to get through it, you know, like as many rounds possible, 20 minute type thing. Then I was showing Mickey some exercises to improve his back pain, which I had back pain in the same place inside my shoulder blade, and I was like, yeah, you need to do a lot of rows and a lot of pulling. So I was showing him that, and in that space of time I sort of cooled down a bit, and then I went to start my workout and fucking did the assault bike, lifted two big kettlebells, squatted down, sort of leaned forward a bit too much, tried to readjust, and it just fucking detached my lower back from my hips, which was very debilitating, you know, on the week up to the wedding. Not good, you know. Did a show the next night out of my face on fucking Cupra fans, you know, rough night. And then yeah, just tried to take a lot of pills the next week, and then we got married, and then that was sore back, ouch. Got on holiday, I was like, oh, the back feels like it's cleared up a good bit. Go down to the beach, someone's like, hey buddy, do you want to play some beach volleyball? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then played that for a while, took it way too seriously, slapping, you know what I mean, like there was old women there, and I was just whoosh, slamming it in their faces, take out, you bitch. And you know, like, Americans are so positive about everything. Like, I would serve and blast the ball halfway into the next fucking holiday resort. And she's like, good power, good power. Just get it inside the line next time.
What's one guy said? You've got an arm on you, bro.
Oh yeah, I just fucked this ball, which weighs less than nothing. Dude, you got an arm. Dude's got an arm on him. Fucking arm on him, dude. I'm like, yeah. Got an arm between my legs too. Jokes. Only joking. Like an arm of an action man. And then, so after that, I somehow fucking bent my toe around the wrong way. So I was then limping for a day. That went away. And then I was like, back's feeling good. Foot pain's away. What do I need to do to myself now? Let me sit out in the sun way too long. Burnt my whole body. And the worst thing is, it's not even because I put Factor 50 on my shoulders. So it looks like my body's red and then I'm wearing white sort of shoulder pads.
But the reason for this was because... Why, Colin? On the trip that we went to, and you went to put the ice, you put the sun cream back in the bus, and then when we came home, I went, "Where is that, Colin?" And you went, "Oh, I just set it on the seat instead of putting it in our bag, and now we have no sun cream." Well, so that's why.
Well, I'll buy you something tonight as a gift.
Thank you.
Thank you. So my body looks like if a baboon's arse had tits.
Yeah, if an arse had tits, that's what you look
I
like.
I know a baboon specifically looks.
No, weird. Just.
Did you ever see a harlequin baby?
No.
I want you to Google it on your phone. You'll vomit, but Google it. It's a terrible, terrible disease some babies are born with.
What?
With their skins like inside out and red.
Oh, Colin, what?
So that's what I look like right now. It's attractive. So I've had just a series of unfortunate events happen in my body right now.
Don't you want
to
see this?
Can't wait to get home and really just do a lot of yoga.
Oh my God.
This one, namely.
Colin!
What?
Like, that can't be real.
I mean, what's... Repeal the 8th, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Is that soon in the South, that referendum?
Oh my God, I can't even, like, that's... Oh God, that's horrible. Does that actually happen? How do you even know about this?
I'm fairly well educated.
Just by gross, horrendous things?
Correct.
No, that's horrible. Oh my God, that's so sad.
Along with many injuries, I have also a very mysterious, what I like to call, Mexican pit.
Spicy pit.
I have one armpit that is just, it's impervious, is that the word? Impervious?
It's unrelentingly stink. Like.
You cannot affect it with any sort of cleaning product.
Every time you wash, you get out of the shower and go, it still stinks.
And I'm deep lather, deep scrub. Rinse it, sniff it. I'm like, it's still bad. I said earlier, I'm gonna have to walk into El Farmacia, like,
help.
Like, I've got an injury. Like, can you take a look at this pit? And she sniffs it. And, oh my goodness, disgusting. Mr. Carly, I'm gonna vomit. You smell like refried beans and onions. You know,
you really do smell bad.
It's fucking rotten. And I'm putting like. You know, got the Dove roll on, got strong deodorants there. Rubbing it right in there, nothing's happening.
You don't even need to wear insect repellent. Like, the insects are just staying away from both of us.
No, they haven't touched me.
Not even one touch.
I've seen flies literally just slam on the brakes as they come towards me. They go around. You know? But we've done some fun things. We went to Coba. Did we just go to Chichen Itza, even though it's like fucking miles away? How do you feel about it?
I think the Coba one was more exciting because you can climb it.
Yeah, Coba is an ancient Mayan ruin. It's like a pyramid where they used to... You never know what the fuck they used it for, did they tell you? It's like a calendar or something?
Well, that's what Chichen Itza was, isn't it?
Yeah, it was like a calendar.
It's like the four sides of the four seasons. And
adds up to 360, and then the one on the top is 365, and that was their year.
It's very clever, really, isn't it?
It's very clever, but it's... I mean, was it like back in the day when they're like, do we just write it on a page? And he's like, no, we will lose the page. you know, like people do. Don't write it on a page, you'll lose the bloody page. They will lose the page. Let's build a giant fucking pyramid. So they've got this giant pyramid, which you're not allowed up, which is why we went on the Coba trip, because somebody from home sent a message saying you should go to Coba because you're not allowed to climb Chichen Itza.
Yeah, you just go and look at it, whereas you go to the one in Coba, and Yeah, you climb it, and very soon, in the next few years, they're probably going to close it because it's ridiculously dangerous to climb.
Oh, it's so dangerous. Like,
very steep.
There is no vetting process at all when it comes to letting people climb this. And there are, like, first of all, my back was like someone had hit me in the fucking back with a hatchet. So I was out of my face on codeine and ibuprofen. And I was like, right, I'm here, I'll have to climb it. Like, so, but it's not that, you know, if you're fairly able-bodied, you can just scale it in like a couple minutes. 3-4 minutes. Whereas you could see some real fat American bitches like
struggling.
Like 14th step, they were taking a rest, like
the problem with
my legs are burning.
Well, yeah, and it was hot though.
It was hot as shit, like, but I mean,
the thing is, like,
get up it.
Chichen Itza is obviously really well, what's the word?
Advertised?
No, it was, oh my god, what's
restored?
The word? Restored, yeah. It was restored really well, so it's like really
impressive.
Sort of impressive. Yeah. This one isn't, which just means it's more dangerous to climb.
Yeah.
Like, it actually would be safer probably to climb the other one, but so it's just like literally little bits of rock and nothing is a straight line. So you're climbing up basically what feels like a big thing of rubble, very high above a canopy.
If you fail,
jungle,
if you fail, like, okay, you're fucked because you're just gonna.
Oh my god!
It's like falling down steps for like 40 meters.
Like, I'm not really that scared of heights, but even I was a bit like, oh my god, there's nothing to hold on to here. Like, you're just gonna fall off the side of it.
You're just away. It's so uneven, and then some of the rocks are like actually shiny because people have walked on them so much. So it's a bit like, oh my god, I might slip.
Their only safety is what there's a rope that hangs down the middle of it, and that's it.
Yeah. And just some of the apps, and then some dude got engaged to his girlfriend at the top. And I told this story on our 10-minute podcast yesterday, which we never aired. But apparently they'd had an argument that morning because the girl was like, I don't want to climb this fucking thing. I just want to go see Chichen Itza. And he's like, yeah, fuck you. We got to go to this one because he was going to propose at the top. So she was in a right. She was having a right fucking strop. And then he's like, fucking get up this thing. And then at the top, she's all like, totally don't want to fucking
get up them stairs.
Don't want to fucking. I hate that expression. And it's something that like an old, like a middle-aged woman would say to like some young fella at a country bar. Get up them stairs. Your Auntie Teresa will suck your cack.
Jesus Christ.
Only joking, I can't manage the stairs. Get in them bogs.
Disabled bog.
Get in that disabled bog. Pull that red cord.
Take my play suit off from me.
Oh my god. Cut my play suit off. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I've just been pissing through it all.
Shh, right. Well, how have we got to this?
Mayan. The Mayans were basically like just a bunch of mad cunts who would spice up any event with a beheading. Oh, I see it's your 15th birthday. I bring someone around, cut his head off. And some beans. Everything's beans and beheadings with the Mayans in it. This is, okay, let's play football, but it's a bit boring, so maybe half time I cut someone's head off, play football with the head. What do you think? What other things could they spice up with beheading?
That's it.
Hey, welcome to the Mayan sex party. We're gonna cut this man's head off, then we all have sex with his face. And then we have beans. Yeah?
You're really listening to the tour guide, weren't you? With the history?
No, I was drowning in sweat. But he was a fantastic tour guide. He pulled in past his house and his wife had made homemade buns and coffee.
So good.
And then after we went to Coba, climbed up that thing, climbed back down, they took us to a cenote, which is like a natural formed sort of limestone pool. Were you right in saying that?
Yeah, it's like fresh water. Like, there's fish and everything in it.
Wee tiny fish. And then you get to swim in that. And it's very beautiful to look at, but once you've jumped in and flopped about for a wee second.
Also, it was freezing cold.
Well, I mean, what do you want, like?
I know, but everyone was laughing because I couldn't get in. Like, I just cannot get in to freezing cold water. Just can't do it. And when it's so hot outside, the water is, like, extra freezing.
I bet you it was, like, you know, if you ran your tap at home and got a glass of water and it was as hot as the water in that pool, you'd be like, that's roasting. It was just compared to outside. If you're in Bundoran and you got in the sea, you'd be like, oh my god, this is toasty. It was grand. I liked it. It was good. But, you know, once you've swam about in for 2 seconds, you know, and then came home and had diarrhea for 2 days, you know, you're you're over it, but you know. And then they obviously take you past some place where like some guy makes some horse shit out of some other bullshit, you know. This is a replica of a knife. You're like, fuck a replica, give me the real knife, isn't it? It's always like, this is made from natural stone, hermaphrodite, and they and they polish the hermaphrodite.
Obsidian.
Obsidian. Anyway, Maureen, should we talk about our wedding? The people are dying to know about it. Even Dave Elliott has talked on his podcast about some very funny moments. Go and listen to his. It's the podcast called Weird, where he's like, he was trying to squeeze out a shite before he came to our wedding. And, you know, all the fellas were in the same boat. You know, me, Mickey, Begley, Aaron were doing the rounds up in our toilet. Squirt, squirt.
Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't there for that.
Well, no, you were down. You were doing your own shits down there?
Yeah.
Did you poo before the wedding?
Can't remember, probably.
Just in the dress?
Yeah.
Scat, 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 scat. Did you have a pleasurable morning, though, with all your friends doing your makeup?
Yeah, I had a really nice morning, actually. Because my friends, Anna and Julie, who I work with in Mac, were there doing makeup for everyone. And the girls were there doing hair, and it was really lovely, actually. There was loads of people at my house. Like, some people have really chilled out, like, when mornings, but I didn't really want that anyway. There was madness going on, like, but in, like, a good kind of madness way. Like, I like that. Like, we were playing music and, like, drinking champagne, and, like, there was everyone getting ready, and, like, aunties and cousins and, all, like, the three flower girls were there and everyone. And then the crazy part was, like, I'm up getting ready whilst, you know, guests are arriving outside and stuff. So it was just this really strange sort of like, such an excited, like, nervous energy, because you're going, everyone's out there and you're trying to get ready. And at one point, I was like, we had to like close the blinds and everything because people were walking past. So it was really kind of crazy, like, but.
You were on about with the teats hanging out, were you?
No, but just you're getting ready, you know?
Yeah.
So it was quite nerve wracking, actually.
Because our wedding was at 2:00, so there's quite a bit of time to burn in the morning. Like, Mickey went for sausages and bacon and stuff. And then we just chilled and we're trying to write speeches and all, which, you know, definitely write your speech weeks in advance is what I would say. But, you know, we're doing that and fucking drinking. You know what I mean? We're drinking. And then Yusuf, who was filming, his car fucked up the day before. So he's very good mates with Hollywood actor Marty McCann. So he's like, give him a lift down because his car broke. So it was like one of those very surreal moments going like, there's Marty McCann and Yusuf from Dark Matter in my wee office garage drinking Lucozades. The photographer had a right laugh at that. Like, he's all dying, look at the old fucking Lucozades knocking about here. So Mickey bought like an eight pack of Lucozades. Everyone was okay, actually, like, but we did stay up to about 4:00 the night before, which is probably not advised.
Well, yeah, we had like a full party the night before.
Yeah, because your mum sent us to bed. Like, you just need to get up in the morning, so go on up there. And we were like, yes, no problem, Angela. And then fucking drank for another 4 hours. You know?
See, because we had the, like, a big sort of marquee tent, like a big old school tent at, like, my parents' house, it's been up, you know, for about a few weeks beforehand. So by the time we'd actually got everything, like, everything was set up and all the, like, stuff was ready to go for the next day, we were all just sitting in the tent drinking the night before.
Oh, yeah, and there was kegs.
So it was unreal.
We got kegs of beer, Guinness and Coors, because we didn't want anyone to be paying for drinks. So we got, like, 13 kegs. And,
like, Prosecco, wine, like, everything, like, literally everything was there. So, obviously, it's there beforehand when you did it at your own house. So we just were, like, having the best crack. The night before was really good fun, actually.
Yeah.
And then you sort of all left, and then we all sat outside for, like, I mean, you think, you were probably like, oh, look at us sitting up. We were all sitting up too, like.
No, but we were madder, though.
No, we were crazy.
No, we were steaming, like. Just destroying bottles of Jameson like they were fucking going out of fashion.
Were you hungover the next day?
I think I woke up really early, and then I wrote, like, do you know the way you got that little bracelet in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Wrote like that wee message and then sent it down with Begley, and then I had another wee sleep. So it was actually okay. You know? You know what I'm saying? And then went down, did the wedding ceremony. It was lovely. Everyone was enjoying that. Everyone was like, that's the nicest ceremony I've ever been to.
Yeah, like, so many people said that to us. like straight away after, like, I've never been, I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, we had a humanist ceremony.
Yeah.
So it was a non-religious ceremony.
Fuck Jesus, fuck the Pope.
Not necessarily
nah,
that.
Nah, fuck him in the ass.
But,
fuck him in the fucking crucifixion wounds.
Cool. But it was really nice because we could, like, pick our own readings and, like, our own music. So you just, you pick everything you want.
Yeah, so we had our own music, we had our own little things. Gypsy's Wish played the ceremony and went down a storm playing great music. But then also, like Dave said, everyone in Tyrone wanted to fuck Decky from Gypsy's Wish.
His name is Declan, yeah, if anyone wants to look him up. He is a beautiful man. I don't think I've ever had so many men tell me that they fancied another man so much.
He's very pretty, like.
Everyone was like, oh my god, I cannot get over him.
There's two types of sexy men, you know, like big, sexy, rugged men. And then there's like, the like, he's so beautiful, like a prince. Like a little white prince, you know?
And so talented.
Very talented.
Like you can't... This is, you know, apart from the fact they're just amazing, but the reason we chose them was because...
Is it harder to be talented? Or sorry, go ahead. Sorry, you're rolling your eyes. No, no, you're rolling your eyes. On the Colin Geddes John Bander podcast, go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Go ahead.
No.
Go.
No.
Our people are way more...
What I was going to say was...
Okay.
How does that feel, Colin? What I was going to say was the reason we chose them, apart from them being amazing, was you watch... It's actually more fun even to watch them play than just to listen to them. You have to watch them physically play the music. It's so impressive. So just listening to them, if you just listen to them on SoundCloud or something, you're not going to get the full experience, I don't think. And I think that's why everyone fell in love with them, because you're like, oh my god. And that's why I was so excited that we got them, because I was like, people are going to absolutely shit.
Yep.
And they did. Everywhere.
Musicians, forever more impressive than comedians. But they were incredible. Great wee chins. Hopefully they can record us. What song was it?
Well, to walk in, we had Bonnie Portmore by The Rails, which is a song I love. And then when we were like signing the certificate, we had Bob Marley, Is This Love? And then to walk out, we had our favourite song.
Move On Up.
Move On Up. By Curtis.
We Curtis?
Curtis, what do they call him? Mayweather?
Curtis Mayweather. You said Curtis Mayweather when we were like initially meeting with them like 50 times. And I was like, Morn, you're so embarrassing. We won't Move On Up by Curtis Mayweather.
I don't know why, it just was in my head, Mayweather?
I don't know. But yeah, so that was nice. Went outside, took some photos, glitter thing, all that shit. What's down there, Morn? What are you looking at?
No.
Do you pay yourself?
No.
So, and then yeah, that was it. The food was ridiculous by French Village. Shout out to French Village. Giant hunks of meat. Well, actually we had tapas to start and everyone was like, that's gorgeous, and everyone was like stuffed, and then they thought that was kind of the food, and then they brought out a board with enough meat. Like, you would be, if you were vegan, offended, wouldn't you be?
There was a lot of food.
There's a lot of food, like,
because they came out first of all with like the bread and the oils and tapenade and stuff, and obviously they get that all out first to start off, you know, just to get those bits out first, and then all the tapas came out.
Yeah.
So the tapas was like, oh my god, there was everything. There was like
beef, there was barbecue brisket balls, there was those fish balls, it was like haddock, and so they were fucking
unbelievable
cheesy fish. And then there's like satay sticks, salted chili sticks,
what else, I can't even remember half the stuff now. There was loads, and the bread, everything like that. So everyone just, they got the bread first of all, and everyone ate that. And obviously, being French Village, a bakery, the bread's like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really, it was kind of like a ciabatta kind of style thing, wasn't it?
It was.
But it was like thin. It was like thin and oh my god, it was amazing, and like the butter and everything like that. And then so everyone ate that, and then once all the sort of tapas came out, and there was there was all like bruschetta with like all the stuff like that, so everyone just like, and there was so much of it to go around, so everyone just kept eating and eating and eating, and like taking it off other people's tables if they hadn't eaten it. And we only found out afterwards, so many people thought that was the main, because there was so much to it. And the next thing that come out, well actually the next thing happened was Begley sort of does an announcement. He got like the microphone and announced everyone, you know, right, for the main, if everyone looks under their chair, one person from each table has a chef's hat. So there was like randomly picked one person from each table. He got a chef's hat, and then you had to put the chef's hat on, and then French Village come out with everything, like these huge big like chopping boards with meat. So there was beef, what do you call it? Rib roast of beef, so like the big side of beef with like the big bones coming out of it. And then there was like the chicken roulade, it was kind of called
roulade,
it was called roulade, wasn't it? Chicken roulade. So it was like chicken wrapped in parma ham with stuffing in it,
but like in the shape of like a log.
Oh my god, it was amazing. So they come out, so then they basically, it just meant that one person at each table was carving the meat for everyone, and then all the sides. So the sides were like amazing, like
roast
amazing.
Veg, parmesan, cauliflower cheese, chicken skin roasties.
Chicken skin,
which
butter
is where
roasties.
They crisp up the chicken skin, put it in with butter, whiz it up, chill it,
and then roast.
And then roast your fucking spuds in it.
Unbelievable. Even the mash was amazing. There was just so much. There was, the sides were unreal. Like, I pretty much just ate a load of sides, really.
Yeah.
So people actually, everyone said, like, not everyone, but like so many people said after, they're like, I cannot believe that there was meat coming out after that. Because there was so much meat to the first bit too. But it was really nice because we kind of wanted every element of the meal to be like, you chose what you wanted. So like, obviously the bread comes out, and then the like tapas idea. So it's like, you know, if you like one thing more than the other, you just eat that. Or like if you want more of something. And then same with the mains. Like, we didn't really want, well, we wanted a sit down meal, but we didn't like the idea of it being like, you sit down and somebody comes and hands you a plate and it's got, you know, your turkey and ham.
I don't like the idea of picking the thing months in advance.
You know, there's one wee bowl of veg and roasties between a table of 10 people and you're trying to like fight over the gravy. And it's like, we were like, no, have loads of everything and choose whatever you want. So if you want a whole plate full of roast beef, you just eat that.
Yeah.
Or if you want, you know, just chicken, or if you want both meats, you can have both meats. Or if you don't want any meat and you just want spuds and gravy, you have spuds and gravy. You know what I mean? So we sort of just really wanted that idea. And French Village were so good at making that happen.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like, yep, sounds good.
Whatever you wanted, they would
do. Like, yep, we'll do that. Because even we were sort of going like, do we need to get chef's hats? No, we'll get chef's hats. Like, they did everything for us.
I think because the wedding was a bit unusual and a bit quirky and a bit, you know, whatever, people were willing to be like, yeah, we'll just do it. You know, like, yeah, we'll do whatever. We'll do, even the photographer was down a few days before and, you know what I mean? Like, people were a bit so interested in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Just,
like,
we completely, like, created everything.
I think your man, I think maybe those chefs were, realised that, like, we were really into food. And I love cooking and you know all the shit. And you can actually be creative with them. You know, you're like, he said, oh yeah, fucking Jamie's obsessed with salted chilli everything now at the minute. And I was like, well, do the satay sticks. Or do them salted chilli instead. And he's like, well, do them half and half. And I was like, yeah, sure, do that. You know, so it was, they were probably excited because we were real foodie types, you know, and we like different types of food and stuff, rather than someone going, I don't like, and they just thought of everything. So because the beef was like cooked perfectly, which is pink the whole way through and charred on the outside, I was like, people, some might be freaked out by the colour of that beef. And he goes, oh, no worry, we incinerate one of them in case anyone's weird about it. And I was like, see,
they think of everything.
Yeah. So,
and then we didn't have like a set dessert. What we did was, because we knew there was gonna be so, like, you're so full after eating all that, we didn't want just to be setting down dessert in front of people that might want it. So, oh yeah, we also, before and after our ceremony, had a coffee van that my mum organized, which was an amazing idea.
It's just like one of those things, like, you know, you might not ever think of that, but when it's there,
so good.
95% of people have a coffee.
Yeah.
Because they come out and they go, oh, I'd love a coffee.
So people got coffees before the ceremony and then also after. And then, yeah, because we didn't want that sort of like, here's one of those little sort of, those, what are they called? Those wee machines that like squish the top of them. You know what I mean? It's just coffee.
Oh yeah, the canteen.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, we didn't want that. And again, because we're doing it all at the house, it was like, if you get caterers to do that, that's kind of what it's going to be, because, you know, there's not a big kitchen kind of thing. Or else, again, it would take so long to try and give 130 people coffees. So we had a coffee van. So again, whenever, like, after the meal finished, we sort of wanted it that people could get up and get a coffee. And then we cut our cake then.
Mm-hmm.
And then it meant that there was a little bit of a gap. And then we had a dessert sort of table. So the tables, there was just like one big table full of like mini desserts. So there was like everything. There was,
by the
like
way,
little, like,
I didn't
caramel
see,
chocolate
I didn't see
cakes
any
and, like,
of that shit.
We were
taking
like
photos. I missed all the
well,
music.
Well, there was like red, tiny little red velvet cakes. There was little, like chocolate fudge cakes. There was little macarons. There was little.
And this is
there was loads of stuff. Like there was tons and tons.
This
and
is
tons
how cool French Village are. Like when we initially went to meet them, they brought out some buns and coffee, and there was raspy ruffle squares on the table, and I was like, I fucking love these, like coconutty, almost like a bounty that tastes like raspberry, and. He's like, oh, you like those? And he gave me a box to take home. And then during the wedding, he's like, oh, yeah. I don't know whether he did deliberately or something, but he's like, yeah, there's about fucking 9 boxes of them in there for you if you want them.
Yeah,
they just completely overkilled on the raspy ruffles because they knew I love them.
And they didn't put them out of the thing. They just gave them to you as a present at the end.
They just kept them in a box.
And I mean, so good. And everyone was like talking about them after. They were like, they were so good. And then our cake, like they made our cake as well. And it was unbelievable, the cake. So we had a naked cake, like a 3-tier naked cake.
We might have had the most awkward cake cutting of all time because you could hardly get into the fucking thing.
I know. Because there's different layers in it, so you
can't. And everywhere
even cut
you put
down
the
it
knife, you were like, oh my god, that's hitting another piece of wood or another plastic thing.
I have to say, cutting a cake is one of the most awkward, weird things to do. Like,
I was so tempted.
But
to
we
just
actually
shoved my own face in it.
We had to cut it then because it was so warm that day that it was starting to melt.
Yeah, it was going
to
slide.
So
off.
It was like starting to like slide over. But it was, so there was like a, it was like a plain like jam and cream, and then there was carrot cake and red velvet. It was amazing.
That Victoria sponge was ridiculous,
my God.
Which is the gayest thing I've ever said. That Victoria sponge was to die for.
But they covered, it was all like covered in berries, and it was huge.
It was
gigantic.
There was cake left over for about a week and a half, and couldn't give it away. My sister took about a quarter of the fucking Victoria sponge one, and took it to her work and like fed everybody. Because you couldn't have got rid of it, like.
And the buns, all the.
By the way, I was like, I never thought about Victoria Sponge my whole life. And she's like, oh, Victoria Sponge, Victoria Sponge, whatever. And I was like, yeah, yeah, whatever. And then one day at your house, I tasted it and I was like, fucking hell. And everyone left the room and I had about 8 more slices of it. And then lunch. It was very fucking tasty. Better taste. But what we're saying is pretty much perfect wedding, you know?
The weather was so perfect.
The weather
as well
was good. We fucking just partied away there, didn't we?
The music was amazing. Yeah. Everyone just. Dance. And I mean the speeches. What about the speeches?
Speeches were very good now. Apart from mine. But like,
you keep saying that, apart from mine.
Everybody had a great speech. Your mum had a great speech.
Yeah, my mum did a speech and everyone couldn't believe it. I mean, anyone who knows her could, but she really did just do it at the last minute. And it was so funny.
And didn't even get out of the chair, which yeah. I don't know whether it's cool or not. But she didn't. She just sat in the chair. Pretty gangster. She probably do whatever the fuck you want. She's in my field.
Yeah.
My tent. My house. Sit in the chair. But yeah, it was pretty fabulous day.
Like I can't wait. Like,
and then we just got again. I don't know how many times I got sent to bed. Like we were sort of. There was kind of like a little. It was edging towards the edge of the end of the night, and then your mum was just like, "You two go away now." It's just like, because you'll have to say goodbye to like everybody. So she's just like, "Just fucking go. Get out of here. Get the F out of here."
Well, I was sort of the one being like, I'm so tired, mummy. And she's like, why don't you just go to bed? And I was like, I might. Because in your head, you're like, I'll be up to 6 o'clock in the morning. But when it gets to like 2, you're literally going, I am so tired.
And what about,
and
like,
we just had such a good day that you're just sort of going, yeah, let's just go to bed. Because we knew we had the full next day. Like we're
we literally
the fun
just fucking
party
went to bed, collapsed, you know?
Oh my goodness.
Not like
I
a movie
even
where it's all like, your wedding night? I went upstairs and ride. I ride. Fell asleep.
I can't even remember falling asleep. I fell asleep that quickly.
No, I don't remember going to bed. Like,
I just remember waking up being like, oh my god, how is it the next day? It's insane. But I remember waking up the next day going, like, literally, it's so cheesy, but like, I couldn't believe how perfect it was. Do you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't believe how well everything went. Just everything. Like, and everyone just kept telling us, like, how much they enjoyed it, which, you know, you worry, but you don't worry about it. But like, you know, you want everyone else who comes to your wedding to have a really good time.
Everyone,
you plan
time
everything almost around everyone else having a good time, and you sort of go on. You sort of forget then that they are just going to really enjoy themselves, and,
yep, and
yeah,
especially I think
you didn't we didn't even need half the things we planned. Do you know, like?
And I think like it's good that no one had to pay for drinks. Yeah, and you could bring your own drink if you wanted, which was good.
If there's anything we didn't have, obviously we were like, you know, the thing is, because you go to hotels and a lot of times you're not allowed to bring drinks and stuff. But we're sort of like, look,
almost
if there's something
all of the time you're not allowed to bring drinks.
Well, that's true, actually. But I mean, like, sometimes it's nice to go, actually, I really like my own, you know, whatever.
No one's doing a BYO at the Merchant, are they?
Yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot the people don't do that.
Bring your own booze on a Wednesday.
But we kind of, you know, like say like the
like Shane brought his own
gluten-free beer. Which is like, obviously we didn't provide gluten-free beer.
And do you know what? Being Shane, Peroni too. So Shane.
It's probably about 60 quid worth of beer, like.
I know, got like a 24 slab of Peronis that are gluten-free must be fucking £40 or something, I don't know.
But we kind of covered everything, but there was a few people... brought a few the most things that people only brought extra was Buckfast, let's be honest. But
yeah, and no one was shy about just walking around with the whole bottle in their hand.
No, you can do whatever you want. So yeah, everything. Yeah,
I drank a wealth of whiskies, you know. Everyone had Red Breast, and Mickey bought a nice one, Yellow Spot. Mickey bought all the boys fucking hip flasks and got them engraved, and mine said married as fuck, and I was like, I laughed my head off when I seen it, and I was like, answer me this, did you have to order these online or did you go into a shop? And he's like, no, I went into a fucking shop. And I just said to the guy, like, can you write married as fuck on that? Which is very funny, like. But
it's so cool, like.
I edited our little wedding sort of montage video. I'll do two versions. I'll do like a long version, and I did the montage, which is just a song, basically the length of a song, like a music video, which is very cool. Really, isn't it?
It's very magical. We keep sort of not knowing whether to put it up or not.
Well, we could, yeah. I don't see why we couldn't. Like, it would blow people's tits. But I don't know. Maybe we should just keep some things ourselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Say, just send it to our friends. Just send it to the people who were at the wedding. You get me. That's and then the next day, we had a barbecue, which was supposed to start at 3, but, you know, no one can wait. So we're up and people were texting, and I think Dave or Shane or someone texted me, and I was like, nah, just get round, just come round. So end up coming round, everyone got well and truly just stuck into the booze early doors. Dave Elliott's playing drinking games with fucking carafes of wine,
because we had our red wine made for us, which was the nicest red wine ever. Like, everyone was like, oh my god, that red wine, because even if you don't like red wine, it's a very like easily drinkable wine. And because there's no, like, sulfates or any of that kind of stuff in it, it's very, like, you don't feel like shit the next day.
Tell that to Dave.
So, well, he drank everything else as well, so I think it wasn't the red wine. But it was so funny, because instead of just getting a glass of red wine, because of where we were, Dave was just getting full carafes and just sitting with a carafe of wine, just drinking it, like...
Do you know, like, you go around and you go in like a wee circle of, and it was only about four or five people playing a drinking game, you know, like, bang, 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 oh, it's you lose, you drink. He's like neck and wine.
He was enjoying himself.
He was he.
There's one thing you can say about Dave Elliott. He enjoyed himself that
he
weekend.
He abandoned his child for the weekend, and he was having a right. I mean, it was so funny how, you know, his fiance and Shane's fiance both became carers after a certain amount of time on that Sunday. You know, like carrying their wee boys. Like, that's enough, son. You've had plenty now. Carrying them away. Shane sent the photo in. And he said, this is me waiting for a taxi blocked on the Sunday or something. And it was like a wee wooden boy, like Pinocchio or something, like with a wee scared face. Which is fucking very funny. But overall, in all, good times.
Dance. That Sunday was full rager party. Like.
Oh, the full rager. Like,
so they actually all ended up going, because they all peaked too soon on Sunday.
See, when you have an Oxlade party in a goddamn tent with a full speaker system, full PA system. It gets a bit mad, doesn't it?
Even people were kind of commenting, because we have a lot of like musician friends and stuff, and people going, that's a serious setup for a wedding, the sound equipment, like.
Oh yeah, it was way too much shit,
like. It was serious setup. It was like for a music festival setup.
Oh yeah, it was loud as fuck.
Like, it was complete overkill, but that's what we wanted.
Yeah,
we wanted everything to be too much, you know.
Fuck, glitter cannons inside, like popping them off. You're literally finding them in your ass crack the next day. Crazy.
God, that was so fun.
It was crazy. It was good times, though. Wasn't boring. Good times, great times.
Yeah, I mean, that Sunday night, we were just literally it went from like, oh, drinking like champagne to like just walking around with bottles of champagne, drinking it out of the bottle.
Yeah. And Aaron said he'd see me walk through where the tables were. And he goes, you weren't even walking around chairs anymore. You were just like a snowplow, just bashing through tables and chairs to get to the bar. You know, and in truth, this is how drunk I get. People are like, were you drunk or were you rip your own shirt off? Hulk style drunk. Hulkamania. Da 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 da. Rip. You know?
Yeah, I don't know why you do that.
It's fun for me.
Every time Colin gets really drunk, he rips his shirts off. I think lots of men tend to do this, but you always only tend to do it when it's a really nice shirt. It was this really lovely, like, polo shirt. So it wasn't even like a shirt with buttons that could have accidentally got ripped. It was an actual, like, t-shirt with only, like, three buttons. And then you ripped it, and then you, and then I'll say to you, like, why did you rip that? And then you ripped the whole thing just as a, to make a point. And you have ruined so many tops doing that.
So what, though? But so do you regret the wedding or no?
Just from the t-shirt?
No, we had a... And then just crash back down to earth Monday. Your mum rings and's like, listen, I'm tired. And those men are here to take away stuff, so you got to get up and help them. So we had to go down to the house and chat to these fucking lunatics that were picking everything up. You know?
Yeah, they were trying to like lift the dance floor up that we had just completely destroyed.
Yeah. Because they're like, you have missing sec... Because we had to move a sec... Well, your dad had to move a section of the dance floor to get... Because there's a pole that holds up the tent. And this guy's like, you have missing section of tent? Or a missing section of dance floor? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, can you get it? And I was like, yeah, of course I'm going to fucking get it, you dickhead. I'm not going to give you it back with one bit missing. And then I was like, where's the fucking tent? Where'd you put the bit of dance floor? So yeah, and then they all gathered up and all the rest of the hooligans that came with the rental company. You know?
But I mean, after the wedding, it wasn't even half as messy as that second night. Because after the wedding, it was tied up really quickly and then we had the full next day. But on that Monday morning, oh my God, what, that place, just carnage, like.
There were some photos that were like, that summed up the weekend. Like, there was a pint resting on top of a lawnmower. There was a burger in the middle of a smashed glass.
There was just like a policeman's hat and a bra on the floor. There was like, you know, our cousin Kieran came around because he was going on holidays that day. Lost his, smashed his glasses and like just everything.
Like I actually found them and binned them. Or not binned them, but set them aside to be binned. And it was like, you know, if you reversed over the glasses, that's how flat they were. And he's like, are my prescription Ray-Bans there? And I went, nope. And then someone else pieced them back together and was like, yeah, they're all right, like. And they weren't, they were totally fucked. But yeah, it was pretty fucking, pretty messy affair, wasn't it?
Just had all the elements that you want, you know. It was pretty, it was romantic, there was good music, there was drunkenness, there was dancing.
I fell. I was carrying like 3 pints. Thankfully it was on the second night when I wasn't wearing a suit or anything. I was like walking and I tripped on a lead, which like almost felt like a movie, you know, like when someone's in a jungle and they get booby trapped and it goes whoosh, whoosh, around their feet and they get scooped in the air. That's what it felt like. And then Aaron McCann came down on top of me.
Which there is a photo of that actually.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. So yeah, it was pretty messy shit. Like, but yeah, all in all, good times, Maureen, would you say?
Great times. And you are absolutely exhausted after your wedding for like a week.
Yeah, your head's up your hole.
And then we had to. So that was the Monday where we had no sleep. I think the next day there was something else. Got lifted, no sleep. Then on Wednesday, we had to leave my sister and her boyfriend Frank to the airport in Dublin at like 4 a.m. to fly back to Australia. And then we drove from Dublin at 7 a.m. to Bangor to leave off the suits.
And the two of us were falling asleep at the wheel.
Like literally should not have been driving.
Completely nodding off like.
And then we realised we had nothing for honeymoon. So then we had to drive there into Belfast like two zombies trying to buy clothes. Like, oh my God, why did we do this? Why?
It was fucking shambles. Absolute shambles.
So that's why for the first, like, I think 3 or 4 days here in Mexico, we were just like zombies.
Mm. Just a lot of sleeping going on. And then we, when we came on honeymoon, like, we flew into the North Terminal. in fucking Gatwick where we thought we were staying. And then they're like, oh no, you're staying in the South Terminal. So we had to go to a different terminal, to the Hilton. And then the woman's like, your room is 7,041. And I'm not even joking. She was like, and I said, I bet you this is fucking miles away. And as a joke, do you remember we were walking down this corridor and I pointed at the end, because we're at this stage, we're like flustered, knackered, everything. And I went, I bet you it's fucking at the end of this corridor. Not only was it at the end, but it was about another fucking mile and a half beyond.
It was
beyond
at the
that.
End and then left and then another mile down and then right then left. And it was genuinely the last door.
Yeah, it was the last possible, that wasn't the fire exit door in the fucking place. And then, because, like, it would have been easier for us to fly to London that morning, then get on the flight, then go.
Because that was at like 1:30, and then we had to get up at like 5.
Oh, it was gross.
So we were absolutely in a different planet by that stage.
Yeah, and you know what airports are like? Just sweaty. Why are airports so warm? Here's what will ease the people's stress of an airport. If it's 40 degrees. Don't like it. Yeah, the flight over was nice, apart from the last half an hour, which was like fucking roller coaster. But
yeah, there was a lot of turbulence.
I don't even know if that's turbulence. That was just the fucking plane falling out of the sky for a second.
There was one point it was quite scary because the captain like did the whole seatbelt thing and was like made an announcement like, okay, we might be getting some turbulence here if everyone can make it to their seats. And then there's still people like, you know, waiting to go to the toilet and stuff. And then the captain came on again and he went all, you know.
If you notice, all the flight attendants are
taking their seats,
which is a good signal that you should be in your seat.
No, we went, flight attendants, please take your seats. And then they all went, oh shit. They could tell them all looking at each other going, okay. And then it was like, yeah, you can tell that, you know, if the flight attendants are sitting in the seat, you should be sitting in your seat. So then I was just, because we got the extra legroom seats, so we're like right at the front nearly. And I was just looking at the air hostesses being like, oh my god, I'm just going to watch their face. And they're all just sort of going, oh my god, looking at each other. And I went, oh my god, they're scaring me now. Because I was like, why are they look scared? And then nothing happened.
Yeah.
So they all went, oh, that's so funny. They're like, nothing actually happened. And then it was about half an hour later, out of nowhere, the whole plane just like went up and down in the air.
Yeah.
And then do you remember there was that one guy, he was really, really funny, the flight attendant guy, and he was just like, he goes, yeah, that was for earlier on. He goes, the captain probably went, oh, I'll give you some turbulence, as if he just like shook the plane to be like, actually, I did mean turbulence.
But I don't know, like, it was so weird, I didn't even know what fucking direction the plane was going. You just felt like a lot of G-force, it was like, what the fuck?
You did that, even I heard some of them say, like, they're like, oh, I've never felt that, like, we falling through the air thing.
Yeah.
Because you just like hit something and you
just go like that.
The air pressure, it just goes down. It was, I've never felt that before, especially in such a big plane. You don't normally feel that much.
And you didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like, you just, your balls are in your, the back of your neck, basically.
I don't think I've ever been scared in a flight before, except for that.
Yeah, it was rough.
And then, of course, we get off the plane and it's absolutely pissing down.
Yeah, which didn't put us in a good mood because we've had shitty holidays before in tropical climates where it just pissed down the whole time.
And I literally couldn't even speak. I was so, like, traumatised. I was like, PTSD. I was like, I actually cannot deal if this is going to rain this whole time. Which is ironic because we're in here right now because it was raining. But there's been about two showers the whole time.
That's the first bit of rain since we got here. And, like, it's clearing up already. You know what I mean? It'll probably clear up in the next hour.
I think we just happened to get here at a bit of rain.
Yeah.
It's been amazing weather, actually.
Like, in the afternoon, it does. If it doesn't rain, it sort of gets a bit cloudy in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, and then it goes all golden in the evening. But that's
so
it.
The weather's actually been gorgeous, like.
The weather's been great, and it's got progressively better, so it's just got warmer, clearer.
And actually, I've been to some night, you know, if you're somewhere and it's so hot, you actually can't sit out in it.
No, it's
whereas this, because there's a wee bit of cloud and there's little bits of like a soft wind, you can just sit out all day. It's very pleasant. It's actually nicer than it being just completely like scorching 35 degree heat all day with no clouds. I actually prefer it like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's been lovely.
Very nice.
So we're on week 2 now.
Week 2. We've missed podcasts. We haven't been doing any. We've been doing nothing. We've just been chilling.
I mean, I feel like we haven't even really talked about our wedding very well because we're just so dazed right now.
I know, but what else is there really to say? It was pretty sweet, wasn't it? I had a tailored suit on, which Mickey alluded to in the speech and said, you keep saying custom made or something, but what you really mean is specially made because you're a big fat bastard. Don't slap my sunburned tits.
That's the sound.
There's been a bit of a realization for me, which is, if you're in, does it smell bad?
No, it's only about smells good actually.
There's people don't know what we're talking about either, which is hilarious. There's such terrible examples of people when you go on holiday and be in an airport. Like, especially at the minute, because I'd hurt my back. And, you know, I'm a big lad, but, you know, I was working out for a while there. I was like, I'm strong, I'm fit, I'm flexible. And then I hurt myself. And then you're aware just of how much of a piece of shit you are, or how debilitating it is when you're like, you can't move properly the way you normally do. And then you see just the lowest of the low walking around this place. Do you know what I mean? There was like a mother-daughter knocking about here somewhere. The ma is about 40 stone. The daughter isn't far behind her. The daughter's on crutches, which, you know, she has fatted. She has fatted herself into crutches. And they are, you know, like, they're not even pretending like they're not fat. What are they? They're going absolutely crazy at that breakfast buffet.
You were embarrassing how much you were staring at them.
It was freaking me out. Like, you can't
stop talking about
you them. Can't get a shuttle bus to the fucking buffet, skip the line at the omelette station because you're on crutches and your body, your knee, your fucking body won't hold you up. And then, like the plate had an upsetting amount of food on it. Then she had if I was cooking breakfast for like 5 or 6 people, like people stayed over at our house, and I went, there's the sausages, there's the plate of bacon, which we'll all take a bit of. She had that sitting at the side of her plate and she was eating it like crisps. Fatto canto. You know, and then get your crutches back on, hobble to the fucking door where a shuttle takes you back to your fucking room where you probably get stuck into the free crisps. Jesus. And I'm hobbling about with a sore back going, I'm not much different. I have to stand up and like wait for fucking 30 seconds for the blood to go into my spine and then I'll walk again. By the way, give me a shout if anyone knows any legit physios or back specialists or has had back injuries before and went somewhere, because I went to a physio and he's a good physio, but I probably could have googled the same shit. Like, he basically went, I don't think it's a spinal injury, I don't think it's a disc injury. And I went, cool. And he's just like, yeah, just stretch or whatever. What can you do?
What do you want? Some sort of like Iron Man style apparatus installed on your back or something?
Not but do you?
Just that?
No, I just want proper direction on how to fix it. But yeah, what
stop
about...
Stop being a big yap.
What about some serious pieces of shit walking about? Like,
yeah.
It's. I think it's, you know, I'm not the person to dish out this information, but I'm realising it also. You gotta stay...
That was a different slap noise there.
You gotta, like, stay fucking some sort of mobile and fit. You know, there's, like... And especially, you see some mismatched couples walking about where it's, like, you know, they're probably about the same age. And the fella, there's one couple I seen, the guy, you know, they're probably, like, 60s or something. The guy's fine, just stands up. He's not super skinny, he's just regular build, walking about. And the wife looks like a big fat chicken about to lay an egg. You know what I mean? She's like, her feet are pointing out and she's waddling about behind him. And he's a bit like, fuck me, this is becoming like walking around with a car. You know what I mean? Damn it, go to yoga, swim, do something.
Yeah, you don't want that, do you? As like a married couple, to be like, oh,
you don't want to just deteriorate into fucking nothing. That's what we have to do in our marriage now. We have to stay fit for each other because we can't have one, me, just like, you know. You're like, oh, I'm the hot wife, and this is Colin in this modified wheelchair, which is essentially...
That's very close to happening right now because you cannot walk and your feet are wrecked and you're sunburnt, so...
The feet are grand. I actually did a workout yesterday on the balcony because it felt really good. Did a lot of press-ups, hadn't done a workout in like quite some time, and I could have done 50,000 push-ups. Push. And then my sunburn developed shortly after that, and I thought I was having a stroke in my brain, so... Tragedy. But yeah, we're staying fit. I also decided I was going to do a thing called, what was it, 32 for 32?
Mm-hmm.
See if I can lose 32. I will. 32 pounds by the time I'm 32, which is ages away.
October.
I could easily do that, couldn't I?
You could easily do that, yeah.
But, you know, maybe if I finish early. What's my reward if I finish early?
Just health. Imagine.
Hell. Yeah, I'll see how quickly I can do 32, and then if I have enough time, I can maybe be like, how many more could I lose? You know? I'll see what, me and Dave were talking about, like, what sort of challenge we could do, because he was doing one machine, and I was like, there's no point in you doing a fitness one machine. Because they called it Race to Ronaldo, which was like, first of all, I'm pretty sure Shane could get into Ronaldo shape, being more or less that shape, compared to Dave, who's totally not that shape, trying to get the shape of Ronaldo. He'd have to literally see a surgeon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not for a fight.
No. I mean, like, yeah. So, I don't know, I'll speak to Dave, maybe he's getting married, maybe we could do some sort of
I love how you challenge. Just, you and Aaron, you and Dave, you're all doing these things as competitions instead of just doing it for yourselves.
Or I'll do it for myself. It has to be a competition. Bastard. All right. I'll do it for myself.
Do it so that you're not Big Fat Bacon Lady, that's what I'll call you.
Big Fat, she's like, I'm just sitting here getting all fat and sassy.
She's went past fat and sassy.
She's just a fucking...
She's absolutely saturated, like.
She is a fucking just barrel. She is a plate of bacon.
Do you know when, like, you get a donut, a freshly fried donut, you touch it and the oil comes out? I feel like that will be your skin.
Like, they've come... They obviously have a bit of money about them. Somehow, because they're here. Do you know? There's no cheap way to come to a fucking all-inclusive thing in Mexico. So they're here. And they're obviously just, like, that's their daily routine. Let me shuffle to the fucking buffet, shuffle back to the room, get a bit of sun, shuffle back for lunch. Like, they're just, that's them all day. Fighting sassy. Brutal. 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 You alright? You're jiggling about there, need a wee?
Yeah.
Do you? Go and do a private wee in that door that doesn't shut and it's glass.
Yeah, these sort of rooms, I love them because you're like, you would have to be very comfortable in a relationship to be here.
Like, if you're one of those couples that get, you know, met and married in, like, a really short time and you're like, oh, we're on honeymoon. There's no way you could be dropping major shits behind that glass door, like.
No.
You gotta be six, 7 years deep like us. Really, really scatting it out. What about the guy? There was ones on dates. On a date in that place we had in last night called Kampai, which is like an Asian fusion, which we were the fat bacon ladies of that Asian place.
Yeah, don't bring us to an Asian place and...
I feel like, I don't think ordering a load of sushi and, like, you know, spring rolls and shit. Not fried spring rolls, like a real spring roll with shrimps in it and stuff. That's not the same as just going, I would like a plate of bacon that you would give to a family of 16 to share on the side of my 9 omelets, bitch. Yeah, you can't just be eating it like crisps, though. Like, they were waiting on their shuttle back to the room on that sofa, and the woman looked sad that breakfast was over.
You're saying these things, and these are not that far away from what we were doing.
Yeah, but for us, it's like, well, this like, it's wearing thin on us, you know what I mean? Like, today we went to a different place, had a very reasonable breakfast, you know? They're like, every day, it's like, Mama, I can't sleep, I'm so excited about my my extra plate of bacon. I'm going to have a bacon sandwich made out of a donut. Putting a tail on my titties. Which one's my titties? Under those titties. You know what I'm saying?
Find the one with nips on.
Yeah. Put them on my titties with nips.
My nip titties.
Not my other titties. My nip titties. My milky tits.
Stop.
Not my sweaty tits, my hairy tits, my slimy tits, my bacon tits, my wallet holder. Oh, fucking hell. So they're on a date, and it was like, they were very, like, you know, like, it was like a first date, that's what it looked like. But, like, why are you here?
I have to go pee.
Go piss. Why are you here? Piss. Take a piss, boy.
No, don't say that.
Take a fat piss, why don't you? You probably hear the rattle of it in the background. But, like, basically, there was a dude on a fucking date, but it seems like, why are you on a real best behaviour date in a fucking in a 5-star all-inclusive resort? Did you just meet like 2 weeks ago? Like, hey babe, let me take you on holidays, vacations. So fucking they're here. The girl gets up to go for a piss,
much like Maureen just did, even though she's dumping. But like, you dumping? You dumping, Maureen? What? You dumping? No. She gets up for a piss. He's waiting there all fucking, you know, like straightening the shirt and sitting very upright. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then she gets back to the seat and he stands up and kisses her. What the fuck are you doing, bro? Did you see that guy kiss his girlfriend after being to the toilet?
I didn't see it.
I couldn't get over it. I hope you had a great piss, baby. I missed you while you were pissing for 33 seconds. I missed you. Kiss me, baby. Yeah, imagine I stood up now and like saluted you the way that guy did and then kissed you. Like, I hope you had a good urinal. I missed you, baby. I missed you while you were letting out a healthy draft of piss. Do you know? Weird. That's not real relationship. Real relationship is, did you shite or nah?
Front or back?
That's my code. I'll be like, was it back or yellow? That's my thing. Was it front or brown?
In public too, you'll say that.
Number one or a shit? So I'll say. And then it'll be like consistency, colour, number of wipes.
And I never have to ask you because I can usually hear it. Yeah. So.
Sometimes taste it.
What?
You know the real dense ones? When we got the new windows in our house and I shut the bathroom window, the key was in the little lock and it pinged off because it broke. So now we can't open our bathroom window.
No, we can if you fix it.
Listen, I don't know how to suck the key out of a broken hole.
A magnet.
A magnet?
Yeah.
Did you have a good piss, baby? That's weird etiquette, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, he stood up, kissed her on the lips, and it was almost like, I missed you while your holes were open.
Right, cool.
I missed you when you're dropping piss out your slits. Gross.
And there was that other couple that, like, when we were waiting to get in for dinner, because it was very busy last night, and you had to have, like, a little beeper tell them when they're ready. And there was a couple that obviously got engaged on holiday.
Mm.
And he was just sitting there, like, completely, like, solemn-faced. And she was just taking photos, continuing the ring, but, like, putting her whole hand on top of his head. And he was just sitting there, like, I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, already he was going, oh, God.
Yeah. Bet she's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. She looked like that. She looked like they would have. She was doing that thing where they were like kissing, taking photos of each other, but like in the middle of a bar, and you're going, no.
Gross.
Gross.
Gross. Speaking of weddings, what about the royal wedding? Do you see much of it?
Well, we kind of thoughts on her.
By the way, what's her name?
Meghan.
What's her name?
Merkel.
What do you call a German woman? Merkel. I just keep getting them confused. Did you like her dress?
I did like her dress.
I seen I seen a girl share the picture and she was like, oh my God, her shoulders. Does she have good shoulders? I've never thought of a woman and went, Jesus, look at the shoulders on her.
I think people were just like, she has her shoulders out. Ooh.
Dirty her.
I thought it was really pretty. I mean, I would have liked to have seen it, but strangely, when you're here, the time was all messed up. So it's all online, obviously, but very pretty. It seemed very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed lovely. Her second dress was gorgeous.
Second dress?
Yeah.
Like her evening dress?
Yeah. Stella McCartney number. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
It is a nice little story there. I think their thing, I don't know, I think people relate to it more because she is just like,
a Hollywood superstar?
She's just, you know, a Hollywood superstar, you know.
A regular old famous
actor. She's a regular, like, millionaire, beautiful woman. So, you know, it's like any girl could have got it, really. Mm-hmm. So, you know, relatable is what I would say.
Hashtag relatable. Yeah, that wee ginger weirdo.
He's quite handsome, though.
Oh, is he? Oh. No, he's good crack, though. His good crackness makes him more attractive, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
How many memes did you see, you know, when he was in the actual, like, Air Force, and they're chatting away, and there's, like, a real alarm, and he has to jump up and run? You ever seen that?
Yeah.
And there was so many, it was like when they play Maniac 2000, and when you're at the bar, and you just fucking sprint back. I lolled, you know? But people are getting, look at the fake tan on my leg, Maureen.
It's all brown on my foot.
Calm's like a moisturiser, and the only one I had was one, it's like a Bondi Sands one, which has it's not a tan really, it's like an everyday moisturiser that has a bit of tan in it, because I'm so white and I don't tan. But you've put it on because you're so like sunburnt, but I don't know how you did that wrong. You just look like you pooed on yourself.
I see your dirty knees. Like, if I was getting the shower, would that kind of die down a wee bit?
Yeah.
Would it? It looks like I've been fisting someone with my leg. I remember, I think it was one dude had a joke in the pavilion, and it was like a Frankie Boyle joke about, it wasn't a Frankie Boyle joke, but it sounded like one, about having anal sex with someone, and you pull your dick out, and it looks like a smoker's finger.
Gross.
But stuff, but stuff. Shout out to Paul McVeigh, who sent you a very nice little private letter. Because we always joke around about the one guy who doesn't like you on the podcast.
Which is so funny, because whenever you're live podcast. So many people come up to you and be like, by the way, I really like you. And I was like, I think people feel like they have to tell me, which is quite funny.
There's people getting photos of Maureen and like love her on the podcast and everything. And there was one guy that complained about it, and we joke about it ever since. And we know, like, obviously we don't give a fuck, you know? Obviously we don't care, but it's fun to bring up.
It's fun.
You know, Paul was like, listen, you talk about some good things, make some great points. And we're like, that's fine, we know that. But we do like to just joke about the one, I would dare say, fucking loser who, you know, let something like that get to him. Imagine that. Do you not know how much of a loser you sound when you're like, oh, I voluntarily listened to this, and then I'm gonna pitch, you know, like throw in my advice. If it's one thing, Maureen, I don't deal well with, it's advice.
It's true.
Especially if you're not remotely involved in the thing, and especially if you're not very noticeably better at it than me. You know? Don't be going, here's a thing I think you should do, because you can definitely snorkel in my anus.
Snork my anus.
Put a straw in your mouth so you can breathe a little bit, and just shove your mouth and nose up my asshole and do tiny breaths back out the way. You know? Wear my nuts like a gum shield is what I'm saying. Stuff them out under your lip, between your teeth and your lip. That's just what my nuts. We went for a massage the other day, I forgot to tell you about that. And we go upstairs and go, well, do you have any preference for male or female? And we're like, probably not really. And then we got a couple's massage, and I got like a wee local sort of.
Well, there was like Andre the Giant.
And no, there was the Mexican Shrek. Shrexican. You know, Igor, the fucking.
There was him, and then there was this little gorgeous Mexican woman, and I was going, clearly she's going to do my back. He's gonna do yours.
Yeah.
And then they like wait, and then they do this little ceremony with like spray
there's,
and stuff.
There's
and
a lot of stuff.
Each other's eyes and
they,
stuff
they
and
fuck about a bit too much. You're like, you know, get to the hand job already. But you know, it's like.
But then we had to like do the bit where you lie down. I've never had a massage actually before. And then you have to lie down. But then I was just expecting woman.
So was I.
And then next thing in my ear, I just got this, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to breathe in and out. Be very relaxed. And I was like, oh my God, it's the man.
Yeah.
It's the man. Yeah, but I'm so tickly
on the back.
That every time, so if you're just like rubbing my back, it's fine. But if you just go right in, like just one little point, I jump. Like I was trying so hard not to do it. But if you touch my back, I just jump. I jolt because it's so tickly to me. And I could tell he was going, what is wrong with this girl?
Yeah.
Like, is that sore? Or I could not stop laughing. I just couldn't do it. It's so tickly. I'm just so tickly.
I discovered it's really nice when someone rubs your hands.
That was really nice, actually.
That's the best bit. Like someone gives you like a hand, like, you know, the meaty, like the drumstick bit of your thumb. It's nice.
That was really nice.
But then she just held my hand for a long time, kissed me in the head a bunch of times. Like, you're so attractive.
All I could hear was your bed squeaking because you're that heavy. Like, and I was like, is that hand jobs or not?
That's fucking.
That's it.
Yeah, strap on. Like, I will now peg your anus, Mr. Colin. Do you want lubrication or no? Are you joking? I don't know, I was asleep kind of.
All I could think about was, if anyone's seen the film, is it Dave and Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
Yeah.
Is that one? And then their sister's getting married in Hawaii, and then she has that massage with the guy. Oh, yeah. And he's got like, he's like fully nude, like swinging on top of her.
Yeah.
And I could not get that scene out of my head, just thinking how funny this is. And then my back was really tickly, and I was like, this is not relaxing to me at all. I mean, it was relaxing, but I was like, this is just too tickly.
It's, yeah, we still have to pay for that, remember, before we leave. I know. But it was good to get it done.
Yeah, it was
I actually did feel, because the plane, you're real balled up after the plane, like, just sitting for fucking 10 hours, so I felt good.
But so not worth me getting massages. I don't know how people do it. It's too tickly.
I'm dying to find somewhere that does, like, a really proper deep tissue, almost like Thai style, beat the shit out of you massage. Because that's what I need.
See, like, I think I'd rather that than someone being all like...
The girl was like, is the pressure okay? And I should have said, fucking tear away, love.
Should have went harder.
Should have went stand on it, like, if you want.
And then I would have been like, he's definitely got his dick out now.
What?
Stand on it. Slap it. Absolutely.
Get your elbow into it.
Absolutely choke it with your arms.
That's funny. But yeah, it was... Slap my tits. Yanny Laurel. Did you see that phenomenon?
No, I didn't watch any of those because I think it's stupid.
Yanny Laurel. Do you know what it sounded like to me? Someone needs to fucking get a new job.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me. Anyway, shall we wrap this podcast up?
Because pizza?
Don't you squeeze my actual nip off there?
Yeah, it's very pointy.
You want pizza?
Yeah.
From that place?
Yeah, it's real good pizza.
That involves walking to it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I hate.
All right, pretty bacon lady.
I'd like a side of bacon just to help me wash down the bacon on my plate. She's like the Alan Partridge. You ever see that episode of Alan Partridge where he's like living in the hotel and he brings, because all the plates are like 9-inch, and he brings his own 12-inch plate?
No, I haven't seen it.
And it's funny as fuck. That's her. She'll be like, the plates are only 12-inch, so I brought a fucking serving tray from my room. Extra bacon, baby. Squirt, squirt. I'll tell you something. The Mexicans can do a sausage. Didn't see that coming at all. You want that nice budley, Mr. Colin? Mr. Colin. I like being called Mr. Colin.
They actually do call you Mr. Colin.
Mr. Colin. It's a lot of fun.
What about my name being Geddes now? Is that weird?
No, it's not as weird as I thought it was going to be. I like it. Do you like it?
Yeah, I get used to it, like.
Is it weird, though? Do you think it's weird?
I mean, it's a strange thing to change your name.
It totally is.
It's not that I don't like the name. It's just, like, it's a funny thing. You go, ooh, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't actually changed anything officially yet because we kind of just left. But...
feels good. More feels like we're an official team now. It's your official team. Team pizza, team bacon, team extra plate of bacon.
Speaking of which, lots of exciting things happening in the Geddes name, like the Godzilla films thing.
Oh yeah, I've made like, we had a creative meeting in my own mind on what I'd like to do in the next rest of the year.
So everyone, the General Banter thing is still a thing.
Well, I just think
the production is still a thing.
I just think that the General Banter podcast is its own thing. General Banter as like a production company is its own thing. But I need to do a lot more Godzilla films. Some with a bit more artistic merit.
Not, so look out for that.
Not as many, oh, just standing on top of topical shit. Nah, bro. Funny characters, mock docky things, stuff like that.
Now that the stupid wedding's out of the way.
This fucking asshole wedding. All morning. I look like I've just been eating carrots all day. My hands are orange. It's fuck, bro. Yeah, now we've got this
right
horseshit wedding out of the way. You know, we get to really just spend some of our own money.
Gotta do some fun creative shit, Colin.
You know, you're not like, I'm giving a guy fucking $6,000 for a tent. You know? Let me buy some sort of just fixer-upper sporty estate for myself. I'm going to Lap of Ireland with Sean Campbell when he comes back from Vietnam. By the way, Sean Campbell came from Vietnam to go to our fucking wedding. Arma Khan came from LA to go to our wedding. That's crazy shit, isn't it?
My sister and Frank came from
Australia. Fuck, I forgot about them.
And 80% of the guests came from England and Scotland and Ireland.
Yeah. Some even came from Lisburn.
Some came from Lisburn.
But it wouldn't take much to get you out of Lisburn, would it?
couple in Bangor came. Dublin.
Who's from Bangor?
Julie.
Ah, of course.
So.
International. International movements. Hashtag Godzilla films. Hashtag Dead All Mafia. There is. Can I have your phone? Can you go? This is how much trust we have in our relationship. Maureen has access to my Instagram, and you know it's just nothing
so
but.
So any teat pics, I'll see them.
Teats?
Yeah.
Don't be sending any teat pics, bro. Nah. And how do I work this?
What?
How do I switch accounts? Even there's loads of DMs there, Maureen. Are people sliding in your DMs?
Probably.
Your dirt muff. So, there are some questions. By the way, if you follow me on Snapchat, stop doing it and follow me on Instagram, because Snapchat can suck my balls and cock. You know what I mean? Mr. Carney. Now, what I've just realised is the questions probably aren't even there anymore because they're like a day old. They're a fucking idiot. Idiot. Oh my god. Yeah, well, there's no questions because they've all been deleted. Mainly the questions were like, look, who was the sexy guitar player that played at your wedding? Dave Elliott was wanking over him on his podcast. That was Decky McCare. How many people listen to the podcast? Boring question, but interested. None of your fucking business, bro. That's secret business that I keep.
I don't know how many.
Well, the funny thing is, you can't really, you don't know how many listen on iTunes, so whatever I get on SoundCloud and stuff, which is nearly a million, fuck up, would you?
That's someone just sent that.
Yeah. Whatever I get on SoundCloud is only SoundCloud, so I don't really know. I don't really know. What the iTunes could be. I imagine it's way more on iTunes. It could be fucking tens of thousands a week, I have no idea. Also, I was talking to some people about, like, doing gigs in Dublin, and possibly the Sugar Club might be an option. Might look into that. McCann or Bartlett, who pulls more ladies? Mickey.
Definitely.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Because here's what Aaron has. What happened to Aaron's American accent? It went away. He never had it. He just put it on for the crack. What was I about to talk about there? Oh, here's the thing that Aaron has. Awareness. No, sorry. Maybe some sense of shame and morals. Whereas Mickey is shameless, has no standards, and no self-respect. So he will ply in there shamelessly and almost open with the question, who's looking bucked? You know what I mean? And then some crazy person will have sex with them within the hour. So, like, he does well. If you're talking straight up numbers, like. But he does have to, you know, get a skin graft in his face, change his number, move house every time he goes out with someone, but sure. Will we see you going out to LA and doing a podcast out there? Yeah, probably will go see Aaron. Now that he's got a job and he can stay there for longer. But I would say by the time we get out there, he'd be like too big for us, you know? What do you think? Like, he'd just be like, yeah, dude, my friends from Ireland are over here and I can't bear just hanging out with them. Pishing all over the floor. You know, I reckon it will get over and he'd just be like, these fucking Isle pair, like, over to see me and I can't be fucked with him. He'd be like, yeah, here's some things to do. And then he'd just not hang out with us. That's what I think he'd do.
He'd be too cool for us.
He'd be
then?
Big shot American, yeah.
Probably.
He'd just be like, yeah, I'll meet you there. And then he'd send a text and be like, sorry, dude, had to stay over at work. And he's like at a different place having a party. And we're like real goofballs walking around America, like,
With like green sun visors and like your socks pulled up high, you know?
Yeah, just total fucking losers. Bum bags or fanny packs if you're a Yank. It'll be really embarrassing. And he'll just be like, yeah, there's some people I used to know one time. That's what he'd be like. Who's the man in the relationship between me and you?
Mm-hmm.
You?
Definitely me.
Apart from paying for shit, but that's it.
That's only a recent thing, so that's fine. I paid for plenty of shit.
5 years ago. Whoever asked that question just kicked off full domestic.
Yeah.
Who's the man in the relationship? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I sort out most of the shit.
Boring sorts some things because here's what. Guess what, Boring? Don't care.
Which is unfair because I have to do all the car stuff.
Maureen's,
all the MOTs.
Maureen's favourite word is unfair.
All the...
Imagine it was unfair and you were paying for it. Oh, you'd be so upset.
I pay for everything too, shut up.
No, you don't. Yes, I do. Snort my in.
You snort your own in. You do fuck all.
I do nothing but so.
You cook and then my I'll presence do all is your presence. So yeah, if you're talking stereotypes... I like light the fire. Colin has no idea how to light a fire. So...
I don't know why you're lighting fires in Mexico, but sure. But I think it's a good mix, you know. If you're happy, Maureen, if you're happy enough to do all the like traditional woman house stuff, I'll leave you to it.
Nah, it's boring.
I know, but it's just I like cooking, and I'm way better at it than anyone I actually know.
You like
know.
Cooking and folding up clothes, and I hate doing both those things. So I let you do them, and I'll just do everything else.
Nope, still untrue. Maureen's job is to tell me that I haven't done things.
Yeah.
That's it. But I am hysterical, you know? My food is elite. And my pace is generous.
What more do you want, really?
Coffee.
Pizza?
Yeah, we're addicted to these tortilla pizzas. So, like, wee thin, crispy pizzas.
So good.
Squirt, squirt.
So good.
I ordered a jerk chicken pizza, expecting just a plain fucking pizza with some jerk. I don't know where they fucked it up, or that's the way they do it. It comes down, it's like chicken, shredded chicken, bacon, fucking like Roquefort, like blue cheese in it. My mouth's watering.
Oh, God.
I just spat in the notebook. But sure, what can you do? Anyway, let's get the fuck out of here, because this is being recorded on a phone, so... Fair play to you if you've even listened this far with the rattly quality of it. Keep an eye out for my neck lineups for Lavery's Comedy Club on the 6th, because it's going to be big names, big things. It's a bit of a step up. It's a bit of a thing for Lavery's, really, isn't it?
It's exciting.
That people are sort of choosing to come to Lavery's. You know, they're asking about it. They're like, "What's going on?" So. There you go. Keep your eyes peeled. Follow me on Instagram. All that shit. Look forward to new material when I get home. And from my wife, Maureen.
Goodbye.
Snorkel my aim. Snorkel my aim.
Genius.
Also, shout out to anyone who came to the live podcast before the wedding. We had a great time. There is... I sort of kept a bit quiet because I haven't got a chance to do it yet, but there will be a professionally shot sort of behind the scenes from that and hopefully some highlight clips, and I'm trying to figure out a format how to upload the interface diaries piss take that we did, because it out of context it actually doesn't really make sense at all, but hopefully if I can put it into a clip I'll put it up. So there you go, see you next time from Mexico. 'Kay, bye-bye, Maureen. Girlfriend, Maureen, my wife.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm waiting for a shame.